Gentlemen, our next item is old business. First item of old business has been removed from the agenda. The second item is the conditional use number 1785, David J. and Aaron E. Dikowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding this conditional use, we all should have within the last week or so received a copy as we had requested by the applicant and left the record open for the applicant to provide us the environmental assessment and public facility evaluation report, as well as the response to the applicant's response from Plus Comments Office of State Planning Coordination. I have those. Thank the applicant for getting them to us in a speedy time. Gentlemen, I'm got these, reviewing these, not prepared to make a motion other than a deferral on this at this time, but I just did want to say I see this pretty much as an infill development. My question would be regarding what we might think would be an appropriate density for it, keeping in mind it was a little bit over 2 acres, I believe, of upland surrounded by 13 acres of tidal and non-tidal wetlands on a tributary to the inland bays waterways. So that was what I will endeavor to work on. If anyone wishes to comment, please do so. Thank you then, Mr. Chairman. Regarding conditional use number 1785, the applicant being David J. and Aaron E. Dikowski, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1785, David J. and Aaron E. Dikowski. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.